The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello and welcome to Family First. I'm your host, Randy Rolfe, and today we're going to be talking about radical unschooling, a kind of revolution in education for our families around the country and even around the world. We hear a lot about how our educational systems are flawed and are both failing our kids and stressing our economy at the local, state, and federal levels. It may be that we've demanded far too much of our schools. They were designed originally to teach kids the basic skills they need to function in the modern world. But now, as a society, we've come to expect them to sit for our children before and after academic hours and to be primarily responsible for teaching basic health, sportsmanship, moral values, compassion for others, and more. But it's really not working. These functions have been the responsibility of parents throughout history until only a few decades ago. Some parents are taking back that responsibility. And my guest this week on Family First is a leader in this unschooling movement. Dana Martin is founder, creator, and conference diva of Life Rocks, an annual conference in New Hampshire, where families come together to learn, have fun, and share their experiences. Dana Martin is a pioneer who's been inspiring others in the conscious parenting and unschooling movement for the past decade. Author of the book Radical Unschooling, A Revolution Has Begun, and her newest book, Sexy Birth, she's been featured on Dr. Phil, CNN, Nightline, and Fox News. She is a childbirth educator, a doula, and attachment parenting advocate who helps families worldwide as the unnanny. Dana's a regular contributor to Home Education Magazine, which is one of the primary sources for home education. She also recently took over the Rethinking Everything Conference in Dallas, Texas, whose organizer I've interviewed previously. Dana promotes shifting from control to connection with children and inspires parents to respect their children through partnership parenting. Dana lives in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, which are gorgeous, and has four truly free children and her husband, who's also free, who she spends her days with in love, freedom, and peace. Dana will share about her belief that radical unschooling and attachment parenting can make a more peaceful world. So welcome to Family First, Dana Martin.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was a great welcome. Thank you.
Sure. Delighted. I'm excited about what you're doing. So how did you first become interested in the unschooling movement, Dana?
Well, I actually didn't even know there was a label for what we were doing. You know, after giving birth to my first child, I had an incredible experience. And, you know, I began, you know, his life by tuning into what his needs were. I didn't kind of fall into the idea that children needed to be trained or controlled. You know, I held my children whenever they wanted to be held. I, you know, slept close to them at night if that's what they needed. I nursed them when they wanted to be fed. And we just always had this bond and this trust between us from the beginning. So unschooling to me is just an extension of, you know, tuning into your children's needs. And so, you know, when Devin was probably 7 months old, I began researching homeschooling. Let me start by saying the reason why I even began thinking about it was because Devin was born, wonderful natural birthing experience. It was incredible and changed who I thought I, you know, was and who I was capable of and, you know, what I was capable of. And within a short time after his birth, the nurses came in the room and turned on the television, and Columbine was happening live. And it was an extremely profound moment where I was holding my son and, you know, watching on TV as, you know, we're watching this horror unfold live and these mothers were losing their children. And it just hit me, you know, how many of these kids that were in that scenario that morning would have preferred to have been home with their parents, pursuing their own interests, you know, having the choice to go to school or not go to school. And so for me, it started then. It started, you know, moments after birth where I started saying to myself, I will always give my kids a choice whether to attend school or not and do whatever I can to promote their, you know, well-being and self-confidence and everything else. So it started, you know, really intense for me in the beginning of my research. And I just kept coming around to this term, unschooling, over and over again. And I can remember seeing it for the first time and thinking, oh, my gosh, that sounds so crazy. Like, I can't even imagine just not having curriculum. How would I know what to do and what to teach and, you know, all the typical questions. But I kept coming around to it more and more and more. And the more I read, the more the philosophy made sense. And I just began, you know, continued on parenting from the heart. And here I am today. I didn't set out to be an advocate for this life. I just, you know, was a La Leche League leader, childbirth educator, and doula. And I, you know, as all these people that I was connected with, children got older, you know, past the, you know, toddler stage, I began to just see a difference, you know, between parents who would choose school and a more authoritarian parenting way, you know, with timeouts and focused on children's behavior. And then I would see a split with parents who really wanted to continue the connection and tune into their children's needs. And, yeah, it was definitely a moment, a lot of different moments of clarity for me on this path of, you know, getting me here. So,
yeah, that's a great story, especially with the Columbine, that stark awakening there, right when you're in the hospital. And I love the way you've described your story, because for me, that was the same thing. I was kind of like, oh dear, I you know, I've done all this natural birth and natural parenting and the breastfeeding and the Leche League, and but I'm going to have to feed them into the system when school starts. And then I discovered I didn't have to. It's so wonderful to be able to continue that natural process of parenting and natural education. So what has been your personal experience, Dana, with educating your kids naturally, unschooling, without involving a schooling institution?
Well, I mean, there's so many different, you know, feelings that I get from, you know, parenting this way. And one is just pure joy that, you know, one thing I've learned is learning never has to be forced. You know, if a child's internally motivated because it's something that interests them, learning is really easy and fun and feels good, and which, you know, it's supposed to by nature be that way. So I've found being my child's learning facilitator to be the most awesome, incredible, joy-filled job, you know, or role, I should say, because it doesn't feel like a job. It just feels like a, you know, part of my parenting role. It's wonderful. It's busy with four kids, but it's wonderful.
Yes, yes. And how do you find that having the different ages, that's something that just doesn't happen in our school system where different ages are interacting? I think that's a big plus. How do you view that, having the different ages and different interests all in the same building?
Well, I mean, I think it's really an easy, natural, you know, way to live and learn. I think that people, you know, always ask the question to homeschoolers, what about socialization? Not even realizing how unnatural and you know, odd it is to be age segregated, that it's nothing that's ever happened in human history before schools, you know, before the institution came to be. And, you know, our kids don't even have the concept of age segregation. They make friends based on common interests, so it doesn't matter the age. Where kids in school make friends because it's who you're sitting next to and they happen to be the same age you are. I can remember being, you know, in school and kids in the grade above you would never speak with you, and the kids in the grade below you, you weren't supposed to speak to, or you'd be ridiculed. So it was, our kids have friends of so many different ages, and it doesn't even come up half the time. I mean, we had friends for a year before we knew how old the whole family was at one point. We're like, wait a minute, how old are you guys? And because, you know, it's just not necessary. It's not a focus.
Right. Yes. I remember counseling a family where there were two children and they wouldn't speak to each other. You know, one was in fifth grade and the other was in third grade. And they're like, yeah, you're a third grader. And he's like, oh, you guys are all bullies. And they just wouldn't interact.
Right, right.
So sad.
Yeah, truly. So I'm grateful that, you know, our kids, they have all different interests, and it's the passion in the house, you know, gets really, you know, infectious to other people. So you do get, you know, pulled into other people's interests and passions, which is a really fun thing for us as a family, for sure.
Great. Now, do you distinguish the term unschooling from the homeschooling or home education?
Yeah, I do. I mean, 90% plus people that are homeschooling today are doing basically what schools do at home. They're buying a curriculum and going through it with their children, and, you know, living the agenda of an institution or a whole idea of what kids should know at certain times. And unschooling is really different. You know, we live life as though school doesn't exist, in the sense of, you know, I'm not my child's teacher. I'm not standing in front of them pouring knowledge into them as the all-knowing authority. I'm more of their learning facilitator. So I know that whatever my children are interested in, it's the nucleus of their learning. And so I bring as much of their interest as possible into their lives to learn and grow from as many resources as I could possibly think of. You know, for example, if one of my kids was interested in Legos, you know, we would, you know, we've subscribed to Lego magazine, gone to museums to observe Legos, made Lego cakes, you know, we measured. And, you know, even though we don't live our life broken down into subjects, if you were to break down different things we did into subjects, you would see that a passion that's, you know, well facilitated by a, you know, parent who's involved in hands-on does touch on all the subjects. So learning isn't separate from life for us. It's just part of life.
Yeah, I know. I found that when the kids were interested in something, they would do all the numbers related to it, all the reading related to it, do presentations to their friends and family about it, and so all of those skills came in. And I love the way you use the term passion. That if they're passionate about it, then they want to read about it. They want to figure out the numbers related to it, and
right.
So on.
And right, and you know, English, you know, reading, writing, and math are all just tools to help you get more of what you want in life. And what human would not want to learn them, and you know, can learn them easily and joyfully if it's not set up in such a way of like workbook pages and forced tests and, you know, all this stuff that has no, that's so out of context for kids. That, you know, I really truly feel that unschooling is a perfectly individualized education, because you're using, you know, your child's interests and passions as the engine for, you know, so much in their life. And not only that, but you're able to connect with them as people, which is a hugely important thing to me. I can remember being 14 years old, and I would get an allowance, and every Thursday I'd walk down to the record store and buy a new 45 record. I can't believe that. I'm, like, so old talking about 45 records. But I would. They were, like, $2. You know, I'd come back with it, and it was kind of a ritual for my mother to sit on the floor with me in the evening and listen to whatever new song I just got. And I never, ever felt more connected and loved by my mother as when she was connecting with me through my passions and had a real interest in it. You know, my interests were an extension of who I was, and that was such an important thing for me. So not only is this role as an unschooling parent extremely rewarding because you're seeing how much they're learning and growing and enjoying what they're interested in, but you know, you're really connecting with them through that avenue. So it's purely a wonderful, joy-filled life.
No, that's neat, and that connecting idea is so important. And what you were saying about your mom listening to the record with you reminded me of the times I felt closest to my parents. It was in the summers. They loved to travel, and we would travel together, and we would read up on the places we were going and check the schedules and everything. And that, I really felt that's where I got educated, because my parents and I were learning together, and
right.
It really was different from sitting in the class and having to do homework that somebody was saying, oh, you'll need this someday, you know, you'll
right,
need this
right.
this skill or this knowledge someday, instead of just pursuing the interest of the moment and learning all the skills along the way. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by calling it radical unschooling, Dana?
Well, unschooling in itself is basically living life without school. And radical unschooling, you know, is taking that same trust and, you know, connection-based, you know, perspective, that partnership perspective, and trust you have for your child to learn what they need to learn in life to be successful on their own path. It's extending, radical unschooling is extending that trust to other areas of your child's life, and actually to every area of your child's life, things like you know, foods and bedtimes and media, trusting them and their choices, and supporting them in their choices. So, you know, my kids don't have bedtimes yet. They go to bed when they're tired, have a wonderful night's sleep, and wake up when they're rested. I really truly believe in letting them tune into their own body's needs. You know, they can eat what they want, when they want, where they want in the house. I do make meals. I do buffets. I'll make the kids whatever they want to eat. It doesn't matter if it's different things. I'm really happy to do that. And so, you know, sometimes we eat at the dinner table together. Sometimes people are watching a movie or working on something on the computer and want to eat out there, and that's fine with me. So it's a life based in partnership parenting, rather than the traditional authoritarian parenting role where obedience is a really big focus. So for us, partnership is the focus. Our kids are not punished. They never have been. Yet they're awesome people who care about other people's feelings, and it's definitely not chaos or you know, craziness here like people might think. So that's just an abbreviated way to share, you know, what radical unschooling is.
Yeah, I know people often think, well, if you don't punish and you don't have strict schedules, how do they learn discipline? How do they learn what's right from wrong? But I really love the way you're expressing that you're continuing that same trust you felt when they were infants and toddlers, when they knew their own needs and you listened to them, and then all of a sudden we stop listening. That doesn't make sense.
Right, exactly. And we all of a sudden think we know better. And, you know, it's my children teach me so much. You know, it's such a give and take. I'm definitely a leader in our family, and they turn to me for advice and, you know, wisdom from my own life experience. But I'm not below asking them, like, what do you guys think about this? I can't think of a solution. And they, you know, oftentimes have incredible ideas, like way better than mine ever would be. So, it's a completely different parenting paradigm, really. You know, instead of being their trainer who focuses on behavior and constantly controlling behavior, radical unschooling families focus on the needs under the behavior, which really is an entirely different way to go about it. You know, it wasn't that long ago historically where men were told to beat their wives if dinner wasn't on the table on time. Their fathers and uncles and brothers all told them that wives are meant to obey, and that's what you have to train them to do, and that was our primary role as women. Well, so much has changed since then, obviously. The women's rights, I mean, a man would be arrested for treating a woman in the way that they may have in the past. And in my heart of hearts, I believe that the same kind of evolution and understanding is happening right now in regards to children. The shift away from focusing on obedience is happening, and I love seeing children treated with more kindness and respect than they have been in the past. So, radical unschooling is more of a parenting philosophy even than an educational one.
Yeah, the unschooling part is sort of just what you're moving away from, but you're moving to something, and I think that's a really important point that it's not just, okay, we're going to take school out of the picture. You're actually moving to something that's pretty much impossible if the kids are out there in a structured authoritarian situation most of the day. You're moving towards a pattern that's based on the bond and connection and trust between a parent and child that evolves as you're learning together. That's
right.
Awesome. I know my husband and I decided when we, as you said, you learn so much from your own kids. We both went through school. We're both lawyers, so we were in school much too long. And we definitely learned so much from our kids of what we needed to let go of that we picked up in school. And
right. So
we laughed to each other that we saved our kids about 15 years of unlearning.
Right. So, yeah, one thing that I like to share with people that are kind of new to this life or coming to it is you need to allow yourself a time to de-school. There's a process called de-schooling where a parent really needs to go through an unbrainwashing process of seeing things in schooly terms. We don't realize how brainwashed we are to see things in a certain way, to value only certain things as educational and shrug off things that we think are not because they don't fit in that box we've been told was like ideal to learn about. So, allow yourself time to de-school.
Cool. Now we're up on our first break. Okay. Dana, we're speaking with Dana Martin, who's the leader in the unschooling movement, has four children and a very successful, happy unschooling family. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about more about why people start doing this.
be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RANDYROLFE.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back to Family First. We're talking with Dana Martin today. She's a pioneer in conscious parenting and the unschooling movement and is the author of Radical Unschooling, A Revolution Has Begun, and her newest book, also Sexy Birth, and the natural birth, put her on a pattern of natural response to her children. And so she's been sharing about what radical unschooling is, building trust and connection rather than heavy duty control and structure and punishment for our children. And I love, Dana, how you said that there really is a transformation happening, just like husband-wife relationship, where the man was the qualified authority in the home, and now it's considered a partnership, and we can have partnership parenting as well, because children do know what their needs are if we pay attention. And so I wanted to continue to ask you, what do you see are the main reasons that people decide to move into the unschooling kind of parenting philosophy?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of reasons, but for one, that parenting isn't joyful for them, and it just doesn't feel right, you know, in the way that they may have been told by family or society or, you know, the nanny television shows, you know, that are very, very focused on behavior. You know, it's a lot like dog training, and it can be really frustrating to go from that perspective of, you know, needing to correct and coerce and manipulate and punish. And controlling another human in that way is a really negative experience, and it's very rare to find parenting joyful when you walk down that path. So a lot of people are looking for something different. You know, all it takes is just bringing the awareness to our culture that there is something that people are doing different that is working amazingly well with whatever goals they have in life, and then some. You know, reprioritizing your life is something a lot of people are interested in doing. And, you know, when you take your child out of the school system, you're able to live a much freer life. In fact, we're pretty brainwashed in our culture to think that we are free, because when a child's in school in the institution's needs always come before family. You have to ask permission to have your child out of school. You need to put the agenda and stand behind the institution before your child's needs. And so when you don't have that part of your experience, life becomes much more joyful. You have a higher level of freedom. You can do what you want when you want, and learning happens. for your children just as a side effect of living a rich, full, connected life together. So people are looking for this. In fact, when people hear about this, no matter where I go, they are so excited, and something inside them says, like, I knew this deep down all those years. You know, so it's almost like this validation for a lot of people of how they were raised, that they knew something was off and that could have been better. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, so many people don't even know that they have this option. And I know people, when I was teaching parenting courses, people would be shocked that you could opt out of the school education. And this was even before I decided to homeschool the parenting course, so when my kids were quite small, and they were amazed that you could choose not to send your kids to school. And they said, their kids asked them, why do I have to go to school? And they say, well, you know, it's the law, you have to. And I always thought that was such an awful thing to have to say, because your kids want the parents to be in control. And here you're saying, oh no, you know, we have to send you away because the state says so. That's very scary, for the parents have to send you away just because someone else says so. So I thought that was a really, and being a lawyer, you know, the law, there's a role for law, but to be able to tell parents they have to separate from their children seems really unnatural.
Right. And I think a lot of people, you know, they assume that if your child isn't in school, then you're doing traditional homeschooling, meaning, you know, most parents do not like the role of needing to control everything from, like, forced bedtimes to, you know, to you know, limiting media to, you know, controlling every ounce of behavior, that they can't even fathom what it would be like to even add having to force a child to do curriculum to the mix. They're just like, oh my gosh, no way, you're so brave, I could never do that. And what they're saying is, I can't even imagine having more negativity in my life than I do now. That is the true translation in my experience working with people. So it's when they realize that this isn't like that at all, this completely flips, you know, everything upside down and takes everybody into account. It's not just about the needs of the parents here, you know, and as a culture, that's where the focus is 99% of parenting books in the market are focused on obedience and meeting the parents' needs solely for compliance, uninterrupted sleep. You know, it's really unjust to come at parenting from that angle. What's closer to, like, a world peace kind of, you know, dynamic would be, you know, to model peace would be to take the needs of everybody in the family into consideration equally. You know, it takes patience. This type of parenting is not for the lazy parent. You know, it's easy to punish and have rules and have your needs met for obedience, but what's challenging at times is sitting down and saying, okay, we all have needs here. How can we work together to, like, get them all met? So, but it's really joyful when you put the work in, you know, and treat everybody equally and fairly. So, that is the difference.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I know also in the parenting classes, I noticed that the biggest stress points in the family's life were getting the child to do his homework, getting him to bed so that he could get up in the morning, getting him up in the morning, and dealing with cliques and bullying and victimization in the school. Those four things. And it became very clear that was all related to sending the child off to school.
Right.
So that was one of the reasons that my husband and I decided to homeschool, because I thought that all the pressure points on the family are because of this school institution. And you're talking about six-year-olds. I mean, if you can't teach them their basic skills, then you need to go back to school, you know?
Yeah.
I love that you focus on the joyfulness, and that parents who say, oh, I could never do that, they think they have to be mini teachers and discipline all day instead of just in the evening. And it's so different from that.
Yeah, completely. It's a really, I think if parents knew, you know, some parents look at homeschooling as, you know, they might not think school's a great option, but they think of homeschooling as a harder option for them, or, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine dealing with the negativity I deal with 24/7, you know, in regards to controlling my kids all day. And so we're saying that it doesn't have to be that way at all. It's not an either-or thing. It's not school or traditional homeschooling. We are, you know, bringing a whole new idea of this partnership parenting paradigm, you know, to the surface, and saying you can live a rich, exciting life together, and your child will learn as a, you know, side effect of you pursuing your passions together. And, you know, to me, I think life is meant to be that way. We all have the right to freedom and joy and to have our family put before the agenda of an institution and just take back our freedom. And, you know, sometimes you don't know that you're not free until someone points it out to you. So that's one of my messages to parents.
Yes, that's a powerful message. So we've talked about some of the benefits, you know, reconnecting. The kids stay excited about learning because they're learning according to their own passions. They're involved with trusting, connected, helpful parents. What other benefits might we be able to share?
For this type of parenting in general, I mean, I think for one, when a person's able to tune into their, you know, body cycles and able to sleep when they're tired and wake up when they're rested is huge. I mean, for health, you know, being able to, there's so many benefits in comparison. You know, a human learns best when they're just totally immersed and delved into something. I mean, I think anyone listening would agree that when you're really interested in something, that's all you want to do is research it or experience it. In fact, in between all these have-tos in life, that's what we're doing is we're researching and exploring different interests and passions, and our kids are no different. You know, our kids, when they're interested in something, you know, here at home, they're going to want to live and breathe it for days, weeks, sometimes months at a time. And parents sometimes get frustrated that at home it doesn't look like school with a child, you know, moving around every hour, you know, to a new new activity. That's so unnatural. And so I'd love to just share that, you know, the way that humans naturally learn looks a lot different than in schools, but it's so beneficial for our kids to learn naturally and organically. And that's one thing we can offer, you know, unschooling for sure.
Yeah, I remember in school you made me think of that when every 45 minutes you changed subjects in the school I was in, and you'd have some of my teachers were fantastic, and after 45 minutes they were totally into it, and you wanted to hear more, and then the bell would ring, you know, and it's sad for teachers as well, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
So what do you see are the main challenges? Certainly time. I know you hear so often, well, you know, we both need to work. I need my child in school. And sometimes you hear people saying, I can't wait till my child goes to school so I can start earning again. How do you deal with that whole time and money issue?
Well, I mean, I know that I have kind of a mantra that I always have time for everything I want in life. And it's just kind of something I repeat to myself, you know, and I help create that reality by knowing that, and there's always enough time to get everything done, and there always is. I think if you have kind of a negative attitude about it, it's harder to walk a path that's a really optimistic one like this. You know, I think some of the challenges for people could be, you know, if they do have to work out of the home, but there are unschooling families worldwide that are single parents that are doing this, and, you know, all different types of families, so it's not just for, you know, a stay-at-home mom and working father. It's, you know, we work at home. We decided that we wanted to earn money pursuing our passions. So my husband makes wooden toys for a living. He loves doing it. He's also a photographer, and I write and travel. And it's a wonderful, you know, example to set for our kids that they don't need to be worker bees and go work in a cubicle or ever work for anybody else in their lives. In fact, they can earn money from pursuing their passions. And my children have had their own businesses already. My daughter, who's 11, has her own pet sitting business. And my son, Devin, has had several businesses. First, when he was 5, a chocolate business called Devin's Confections. And he has since has, like, you know, eBay stores, Etsy stores. Our kids are already living in the real world, earning money, pursuing their passions. So their lives will just continue down this path. And but that can be challenging for some parents to have that level of trust, especially when they were told growing up themselves that they weren't to be trusted. And, you know, negative intent was assumed from them. So I think the challenge, kids come to this life really easy. This is a natural, joyful place for them to be. But parents, on the other hand, are the ones that have to do the work, kind of acknowledging that, you know, past pain sometimes from, you know, your upbringing, or, you know, admitting that there could be a better way, a kinder, gentler way. So it's just a lot of inner work, I think, for people walking this path.
Yeah, that's such an important point, because parents can bring a whole lot of burden and expectation from their own childhoods, and that trust element is so important, because I know in the mid-20th century, you were supposed to not trust your kids. And we hear so many scary stories about getting into drugs and getting in with the wrong people and starting sex too early. We think we have to be policemen instead of working with the child to build their character and their trust. It really is a very different approach, and may be hard for people, for parents to adapt to or to embrace. And especially when one of the things about having their own businesses already, I remember thinking that children in school, they don't have a clue of what adults do during the day. You know, I'd get home from school and I thought, well, what do people do all day? I knew what my parents did, basically, but I didn't know what the marketplace looked like. I didn't have a job until after college when I wanted to get married and needed some money. So,
right.
And then you have that you assume it's going to be some kind of job where someone else is telling you what to do, and now when there's unschooling, they're never in a position where someone has control over their time and what they do until they choose, if they choose to get a job.
And I definitely wanted to just add before we move on that I think another challenge for parents is taking the responsibility to meet their own needs and like keep their cup full on this path. I mean, I think parents, you know, that might come to this life would learn how they don't want to be. They might learn that they don't want to be authoritarian and punish or spank or control, but they sometimes don't know what to do to replace, you know, what they did before. So sometimes they just kind of don't do anything. And that's not what unschooling is. In fact, you know, I think that whole idea of gives unschooling a bad name, and you know, a lot of us refer to that as unparenting, because the role of as an unschooling parent is very hands-on and involved. And because of that, it's so important that, you know, you have to continue your own path of learning and show your kids, model for them that learning never ends, you know, that learning is supposed to be part of life. So I take pottery classes, yoga, you know, I make sure if I'm getting tired that I'll sit down and have a cup of tea and put my feet up and read a magazine, and, you know, as well as facilitating my kids' needs all day and connecting with them, because I want them to know that that's part of life too, that nurturing yourself and, you know, meeting your own needs is part of what we're here for. So, but I think that's hard for people. Like, it's almost easier for people to be martyrs sometimes and let themselves fall to the wayside, but that's really damaging to model, and it's also not a pleasant way to go about, you know, helping other people in your family. So you have to model that you're just as important.
Oh, I think that is so important, and especially about what you said about the joyful. And I often say to parents, if it doesn't look like fun to be an adult, why would your child try to grow up? They may stay childlike or adolescent forever if they think that being an adult isn't any fun. So you do need your life to be full and be learning. That's a really important point. So I want to emphasize that also, that idea that you can't just turn away. It's a general philosophy. You can't just turn away from a bad habit. You need to substitute a good habit. Otherwise, you tend to slip back. And that's true with the parenting philosophies, just as you said.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
It's easy to slip back. We're coming up on another break, but I want to ask, we were in Pennsylvania when we were homeschooling, and there were very strict regulations about an assessment at the end of the year and documenting how many hours you were instructing. So when we come back, I want to ask you, you know, how do you recommend that parents can still have that unschooling experience in a state like Pennsylvania? So please, listeners, stay tuned. We're talking with Dana Martin, who's a pioneer and a leader in the unschooling and partnership parenting movements and author of Radical Unschooling.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun?
Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters, whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance. Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back to Family First. We're speaking with Dana Martin, who's a pioneer and who's been inspiring others in the conscious parenting and unschooling movement. And she's author of Radical Unschooling, A Revolution Has Begun. And her newest book is Sexy Birth. She helps families worldwide as the unnanny. And she also is the organizer and founder of a wonderful conference where I'm on the program. I'm honored to be on the program, Life Rocks, in April in New Hampshire, beginning of April. And so I want to talk about that. And also, she's going to be organized. She's taken over the organization of another big conference, Rethinking Everything in Texas. So I want to talk about those conferences. But related to that is the whole issue of socialization. And parents get who are contemplating unschooling, they're like, well, aren't you isolated? And so let's talk about that. I don't get the impression you guys are isolated.
No, not at all. In fact, it's really interesting that parents are so brainwashed to see it that way. I mean, when kids are in school, whether it's private, public school, they're in a building, a brick building, all day, every day for 12 years, but yet people think that our kids are the ones that aren't out in the real world. It's really kind of laughable, actually.
Yeah.
Our kids have friends from all over the world, and nowadays with technology, it's so wonderful. I mean, I don't think a day goes by that I don't walk into one of my kids' rooms, and there's other, you know, kids in there waving from the computer. So, you know, we have friends over in person regularly. There's always kids here, and I want my home to be that space that kids can come and have fun and connect. So socialization is a non-issue.
Yeah, that's what I found. I remember asking my mentor, Peter Bergson, who started the Open Connection School years and years ago in Pennsylvania. And I said, well, what about that? And he said exactly what you said earlier on, that, wait a minute, the unnatural thing is to have them sitting in a building all day with 30 people exactly their own age, expected to do exactly the same thing with one person who's not even related to them telling them what to do. Now, that's not socialization. The rest of life is very, very different from that, hopefully, unless you're in a steno pool.
Yeah, for sure. So, one thing that I always heard growing up in school was, you're not here to socialize. So it's really hypocritical that that people are thinking that that's like the ideal socialization. It's more like survival. You know, it's not socialization in a happy, you know, healthy, natural way. So I get that question more than any others, and I just don't understand why people haven't really got it yet. I think that because they're picturing maybe based on their idea of what they think homeschooling is. They picture kids like forced, you know, at a kitchen table, kept away from the real world out of fear and, you know, doing curriculum, and they're not exposed to people. But I mean, that's like old school. Like nobody, who does that anymore? You know, nobody
right.
I know that's homeschooling or unschooling. So.
No, not at all. And what about the other thing people ask about? Well, will they be ready for a job, or can they get into college? What do you say when they ask those that kind of question?
I truly believe that my children will always have, you know, be able to make money from their interests and passions. And colleges love unschoolers. I mean, their resumes look different. You know, they're really self-motivated learners, and they don't look like the cookie cutter, you know, transcript that they see from all these kids that have gone through the traditional system. So there's unschoolers at Harvard right now. I mean, there's so many unschoolers that go off to college if that's what they want. I personally don't value college over other forms of learning at all either. So it's just one option. And if they choose to go that route, I'll facilitate it. And I have no doubt that they will do amazingly well on their own path.
Yes, my son chose not to go to college. He's in business, and my daughter wanted to be a scientist, so she did become a geologist, and she was actually featured in an alumni magazine with three other homeschoolers because they weren't tired of learning, and the teachers loved them because they wanted to absorb the knowledge. They weren't out for the grades, it was no problem getting in. Like you said, colleges find these unschoolers very exciting.
Yep, definitely. So that's not a fear or worry of mine either on this path at all. In fact, I feel probably a lot more confident than parents who have kids in traditional school. So that's a bonus.
Right. And also in schools, there's this competition. Robert Kiyosaki wrote some great books about that whole message of competition, that there's people in the middle and there's people that excel and there's people that drop out. Every child is unique and has a place on this planet, or they wouldn't have been born, and I believe. And to have them competing on artificial topics is kind of unnatural.
Right, I agree.
So tell me about the Life Rocks conference. How did that get started?
The Life Rocks conference started, this is its third year, and it was just an idea. My husband and I came together, and we had attended and spoken at several unschooling conferences worldwide, you know, in Australia and London. We were the keynote speakers that share about this life at a lot of unschooling events, and there was only a handful of them. And we decided that, you know, there were so many aspects we loved about these events that we wanted to be able to, you know, express our creativity and show support for, you know, this community and bring everybody together. So we formed a conference. I totally was self-taught in how to run one, actually. I learned from, you know, my own doing and, you know, trial and error. And the first year was amazing, really the most powerful event I had ever attended. And the second year was even better. And, you know, this year is our third year, and we're expected to double our attendance. And it's going to be an amazing event of, you know, for a family vacation, as well as showing, I think, you know, really coming together and meeting other people that are walking this path is so important, especially for dads, it seems like. My husband's first unschooling conference was what really solidified the path for him, because you see that it's not a bunch of, like, crazy, you know, fringe, you know, hippies or something, or whatever idea somebody has of, you know, who people like this are, you know, that make this choice. So I think to experience that there's doctors and lawyers and people of all ends of the working class spectrum, and entrepreneurs and people that have started their own businesses, and people that are traveling and unschooling, you know, in RVs. And I mean, just to come together with this amazingly inspiring, joyful community really solidifies it for people. So that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to bring that to others, and I attended the Rethinking Everything conference and spoke at that event for 4 years in a row. I think 5 years, this was my fifth year, and it was really transformative for me. And my good friend Barb Lundgren asked if I'd be interested in taking over the event. And at first I was really surprised and excited, and it took a long time to work out all the details. But after speaking it over with my husband, he and I decided to take this over after in its 17th year, and we cannot wait to you know, share in Texas what we've learned and, you know, do a total conference upgrade and make it really fun for people out there, too. So I'm really honored to run these events. I also run a Disney Unschooling Celebration that's happening September 2013, and we've done unschooling cruises. And so this is something that we'd love to do, is bring like-minded families together to just support each other and just have fun, because that's what life and learning is all about, having fun.
Oh, that's really awesome. So how do people find out about the conferences, Dana? Can we give them some contact information?
You go to my website, danamartin.com, danamartin.com. All the links for my conferences and different blogs and websites are on there. So that'll be like the main resource. You can also friend me or subscribe to my page on Facebook. I post a lot of, you know, information, detailed information about the conferences there. Like, you could join the conference group on Facebook and just hear more details of what's happening. So you can go to the LifeRocksConference.com is the LifeRocks website, where you can hear all about the awesome speakers that we have coming, including you, Randy. We're so excited.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait.
We can't wait to have you there and, you know, hear all that you have to share. You know, having older, you know, adult kids who you've, you know, lived this way with. It's very inspiring for others who are, you know, just starting out. So I'm really grateful.
Yes, yes. I'm fascinated by the whole process and eager to inspire new parents to have the freedom and the choice that we've talked about today.
Right.
It's great.
Oh, wonderful.
So how do you see this playing out on the state stage, the national stage, the world stage? You mentioned earlier about the model of peace requires a community sense and a cooperation rather than competition and who's better than who. So how is this, how do you see this revolution impacting the country and the world?
I get like goosebumps even hearing you say that, to be honest with you, when you started.
Me too.
It is a huge moment of a shift in, you know, perspective, and a really amazing time in human history, in the same way, you know, the feminist movement was, that the child's right, you know, movement, unschooling movement is growing. I think that, you know, aside from all the labels of what this life is, you know, attachment parenting, unschooling, radical unschooling, whatever you call it, it comes down to basic human rights and, you know, upgrading your role as a parent. You're not just there to force obedience and train. You're there to, like, guide your child. And you know, if you know that children learn what they live, then you'll know that kindness begets kindness and respect begets respect. And traditional parenting practices, which focus on obedience, punishment, and control, do not model that at all. They model that power rules. It's a model for war and, you know, negativity, and you don't have to live with any of that. So unbrainwash yourself to think that you need to parent in a certain way if it goes against what feels right to you. No, I don't think that the entire world, I'm not looking to change the entire world to seeing it my way. I'm just here to share another way that has brings so much joy and freedom and peace into people's lives that, you know, I'm just grateful to be a voice sharing that.
That's beautiful. I love that idea of modeling a peaceful way of living. That one of the reasons I became a lawyer was because, you know, fighting is the last bastion of competition, and law is a step back. But there's so many steps back from there before you have to have a judge decide between you. And I keep telling parents, you don't be the judge. Be the friend who helps them talk, you know.
Right. It's your role to, you know, help your child get what he or she wants in life. But it goes against a lot of what people are so ingrained to think they need to be doing to even hear that you could be your child's friend. Oh my goodness, how many times did all of us hear, I'm your parent, I'm not your friend, as if the friend is some, you know, negative thing to be. You know, I'm both of those things to my children. You know, I'm a lot to them, just like they are to me. So don't be afraid to be nice. Don't think you're going to be taken advantage of or manipulated by your kids because of kindness. That's your own upbringing speaking. You know, really, really know that deep down it doesn't have to be as complicated as our culture makes it out to be to parent at all. Just go from your heart, and if I can help you do that in any way, please let me know.
Yes, let's repeat that. That's danamartin.com, D-A-Y-N-A, lifemartin.com, and the Life Rocks Conference is in early April in New Hampshire. You can go to that, liferocksconference.com, and Rethinking Everything, you'll find that on the web as well. And when is that conference in Texas?
That is at the end of August. So,
end of August.
So there, you know, there's people that go to both. There's people that like love to just be surrounded with, you know, people of this respectful mindset. And yeah, I think you'd really enjoy it. So if you have any questions, just let me know, and you know, my team's happy to help out. So yeah, did we get any questions at all?
We didn't have any call-ins today, but I know we've given so much great information, and it's such a powerful philosophy to follow that natural pattern. And the scary things like, you know, being too permissive or no rules, or none of that has to happen. None of it does happen when the parents are there. And I love the idea of, you know, it's not unparenting. You don't, but your kids recognize, okay, you can be a friend, but you're the experienced friend, and you're the friend who controls the environment of the home. And they count on that. They're kids. They're programmed
they
to count on that.
You know, when you have the partnership dynamic, they turn to you for information and trust you. They know you're not the wall between them and their desires. So, you know, before we go somewhere new, my kids might ask, you know, how is it, what's it like here? What's it, you know, what can I do here? Like, what's appropriate? And there's no issue. I just explain it to them as if they were like a foreign exchange student visiting this country, wondering what our customs are. You know, in the same kind of energy and light, I share that kind of thing with my children. You know,
that's
it's not appropriate
to
run around in here or whatever. And they're like, okay, cool. You know, thanks for the info. And they utterly respect it, you know. So
that's so true. Thank you so much. We need to close, Dana, but go to danamartin.com. It's danamartin.com. And learn more about unschooling and radical unschooling, and a much easier, more joyful way to raise your kids. So thank you for being our guest on Family First, Dana. Appreciate it. And I will see you in April.
Yeah, thank you so much, Randy. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Take care.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The weekend is here. Enjoy it with your family. And we hope to see you here next week.